It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, November 1st, 2022. Welcome to a brand new month. In our marine weather forecast, we have what could be a turbulent day ahead. Showers and isolated thunderstorms will persist today. Some of them may be strong and capable of producing hail, gale force gusts, and potential waterspouts. So keep an eye on the weather today. Conditions will gradually settle down by midweek, but a rather strong front appears likely to impact our waters late Friday into Saturday. That word front means, you know, weather coming our way, rain, wind, the usual stuff. So we have a small craft advisory in today's forecast from 2 a.m. today through this afternoon. Southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the southwest 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart. Northwest swells 11 feet at 13 seconds. Showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the forecast. And that those swells above 10 feet are part of what triggers that small craft advisory. But it also is a sign of that fall weather pattern being here. When the swells start getting up there, when they get up above 10 feet, you can bet that marine professionals like pilots and fishermen and people are watching the swell heights to make sure that it's safe for them to go places like across the Columbia River Bar, because it gets more dangerous there the higher the waves are. So our swells are 11 feet at 13 seconds. Showers, a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Oh, and today we're going to be talking about new developments in that renewable diesel project that is in the permitting process for Port Westward at Clatskanie. There's new details on that just happened last week, and I wanted to give you the latest. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbound vessels, we have 8 outbounders, and we have 10 in Astoria, anchored in the river near Astoria. So let's take a look at our inbounders. Around 6 a.m. this morning past Astoria, we had a container ship come in, the MSC Japan, arriving from Seattle, headed for Portland, for the Port of Portland. She'll be in Portland by about noontime at the Port of Portland. The Magic Rainbow is arriving from China, headed for the Rainier Anchorage opposite Longview on the Columbia. Corn, soy, or wheat will be her cargo when she eventually goes to Kalama. She'll pass Astoria around 8:30 a.m. and anchor off Rainier at about noontime. And it's kind of interesting that in Rainier, on that south side of the river, the ships are anchored on both ends. They have anchor buoys there, and they usually attach the anchor buoy to the stern and their ships, the anchors that they have on the ship, out the bow. And so they hold them at both ends there because the current is very strong and the river is too narrow there to allow the ships just to swing at anchor. They would interfere with the ship channel. So an interesting detail about that Rainier anchorage. And the Grand Pace is arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland. Brand new Hyundai is there. She's a car carrier, one of those high-sided vessels. We'll see her passing Astoria around 1:30 p.m. She'll be in Portland by about 7:30 p.m. The Iris Leader is arriving from Japan, headed for the Port of Vancouver. Brand new Subaru's there, so another one of those high-sided car carriers. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 p.m. and be in Vancouver by about 4:30 a.m. on Wednesday. In our outbounders, we have the Ruth. She left Kalama at about 3 a.m., so she probably passed Astoria outbound around 8 a.m. this morning. So an early riser, early traveler, corn, soy, or wheat on board there. The Shanghai Pearl is leaving Portland with potash on board from the Port of Portland, leaving around 7 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 1 p.m. The Ohio is leaving Clatskanie, ethanol there. She's leaving there at about 8 a.m. from Port Westward. She'll be passing Astoria outbound around 10 a.m. And the ATB Sound Reliance is leaving Portland. Refined petroleum is her cargo. She will leave around 10 a.m. and pass Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. The STC Sentosa is leaving Portland carrying wheat, leaving around 11 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5 p.m. The Anna G is leaving Longview with wheat on board at about 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8:30 p.m. The Lila Mumbai is heading out of Portland. She's a container ship, leaving the Port of Portland around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. And the Buena Ventura is leaving Longview. Salt, industrial salt, is her cargo, leaving around 7 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10:30 p.m. And if you'd like to see the entire ship schedule, which includes the anchored vessels that I couldn't get to today here, you'll find it online on my website at shipreport.net, along with a podcast of this program and lots of other information. Well, I've been keeping you up to date here on the Ship Report on decisions on the planned renewable diesel refinery in Clatskanie along the Columbia. That property is part of Port Westward. It's in the permitting process right now. If it goes through, it will be the largest renewable diesel refinery on the West Coast. So this company, Next Renewables, based in Houston, Texas, has been trying to get approval for this plant, which would produce up to 50,000 barrels of renewable diesel per day, made from recycled materials like cooking oil, so biodiesel. The project has been progressing through the permitting process with some pushback from local farmers and environmental advocacy group Columbia Riverkeeper, among other organizations. The project has encountered now, recently, last week, what's being called a significant setback. The Oregon Land Use Board of Appeals has reversed a decision by Columbia County, that's the county where Klatskanai is. The county had previously said yes to a permit for what would be a 318-car rail yard that would be part of the refinery project. Now, biodiesel sounds like maybe a good thing, right? But not in the eyes of neighbors who would be affected by the project, among them local farmers. They say the facility would threaten their crops. The Port Westward facility would be next to the area's Slough Drainage District, which manages irrigation canals and flood control for almost 6,000 acres of farmland. Now, Columbia Riverkeeper, 1,000 Friends of Oregon, those are two environmental organizations, advocacy groups, and Mike Seeley of the Seeley Mitt Farm, which is there in Klatskanai, had appealed the rail permit to LUBA, that's the Oregon Land Use Board of Appeals. They claimed a portion of the tracks would cross land zoned exclusively for farm use, and therefore could not be allowed without an exception to Oregon's statewide land use planning goals. Now, here's a quote from Mike Seeley that appeared in a story last week from the Capitol Press. Quote, "LUBA got this right. Our farm, which has been here for generations, our business and our community, would be negatively impacted by the rail yard and refinery," close quote. Now, Dan Sears, he's the conservation director for Columbia Riverkeeper, said that LUBA's decision exposed what he said, quote, and this is from the Columbia Press, "the unmistakable impact of a large rail yard on neighbors and water resources," closed quote. Now, a Next spokesman, Next is the company that wants to make build this project there, said the rail line would only be used as a backup in case river access was unavailable. Now, the company is considering its next steps currently. They continue to pursue other permits needed for the project, and there are many of them. So this issue is far from decided yet. This is just the latest update that's been in the news. So other agencies that will need to weigh in on this project include the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and the Oregon Department of State Lands. And that may not be all of it. Those are just some. These projects are complicated, and they go back and forth a lot. So there's no final decision yet. I just wanted to keep you posted on what the latest developments were. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.